This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This at one stock that I have on here on this Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. This, if somebody could have envisioned this gun with this and the perfect stock for it, this would have been the stock. It's a little heavier, but it is beautiful. It is ergonomic. It is going to make the shots accurate, more accurate, excuse me. I was about to say accurater, which is not a word. Check them out at voidsgunstocks.com. In the course of dealing with my connections and talking to people that I know across the country and everything, I know people in some of the toughest neighborhoods in the country. Now, for those that have to live there, if they do business in the in those areas, they know they always have to visit them relatively early in the morning before the animals wake up. So a lot of times in these neighborhoods, you'll see 4- and 5-year-olds playing as all 4- and 5-year-olds do. But as they get older, they develop an increasingly hard look in their eyes. Even at that age, they've had to put up with more crap than you can possibly imagine. The neighborhoods that they are born in have astonishing crime rates. The few terrorize the many, and unlike the police, they don't leave. A great deal of America's $500 billion annual illicit drug trade flows through this world. It's an illegal trade where violence and fear take the place of contracts and the rule of law. An illegal trade that unfortunately offers the best economic opportunity in these areas. In these areas, job opportunities are limited and youth unemployment reaches heights unheard of anywhere else in the country. A hand up is not an easy thing to find in these neighborhoods. In many of these places, a culture has taken root where the very keys to success are viewed as being somehow foreign, something to reject, not embrace. These realities are true regardless of one's heritage, but they have fallen disproportionately in the United States on black Americans. What of the education opportunities presented to these children today? The inner city schools these children are forced to attend are a national disgrace. Education has been called the civil rights issue of our time by political leaders across the political spectrum. But what we see in the inner cities is a result of a lot of factors. A major one is the collapse of the educational system decades ago, resulting in generations of people receiving a lousy education, generations of people pretty much being, you know, pretty much screwed from the womb, with their only hope being a chance for a decent education. In the face of this very desperate need, the schools that are forced upon these children are an obscenity. It's very easy for someone who's never witnessed these realities to talk about hard work and pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, but in a lot of cases, that's easier said than done. What future truly awaits a 12-year-old with a very poor reading and writing skill set, little or no math skills, and no command of the English language? They're supposed to go happily to jobs pushing a broom or flipping burgers and fighting for those jobs against an army of illegal aliens willing to work for below-market wages. Or is it a much more logical path? Would it be one of crime? Far too many of these inner-city schools are simply one stop on the assembly line from school to prison, or in worst-case scenarios, to the cemetery. It is a fact that Black America commits an astonishingly high percentage of all crimes. Not many of them, especially when you consider their percentage of the total population. The NAACP reports that 1 in 6 Black men have been incarcerated as of 2001, and if current trends continue, 1 of 3 Black males born today can expect to spend time in prison during his lifetime. That is also a national disgrace. In the vast majority of cases, spending time in prison destroys the whatever economic situation you might have had, and in many situations, the rest of their lives. It destroys it for the rest of their lives. Losing one generation of prison usually ensures that the children will also be born poor and forced to attend lousy public schools, and this perpetuates the cycle. Public schools where violence is the normal course of actions during the day. Public schools that operate more as daycare and institutional holding cells than as institutes of education. Public schools where even the top performers there are not prepared for college. Martin Luther King Jr. said the function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education. Our public education system is doing neither for the poor souls forced to attend these life-destroying institutions. And how many of the problems of the inner cities in general and of Black Americans in particular find their roots in generations of failed education? We will never address the issues of race, crime, poverty, and the pathologies that they unleash until we at least provide an opportunity for every child in America to attend a quality school where his intelligence and character are developed to the peak of their potential. And are parents and children going to take advantage of this? No. But until everyone who wants it is given a true opportunity to send their kids to quality schools, this country will fail in its basic commitment to these poorest among us. Now, why am I talking about this? Because Cuomo said, until everybody is engaged, we'll never be great. And yet it is Cuomo and his ilk that go after your guns and point to your guns as being the cause of this. But this is not the cause of this. The cause of this is this leftist policy set that they put in place all over the place. These children, they go to prison, don't have a dad at home. Maybe they don't have a mom at home. Maybe they don't have a mom or dad at home. When you consider the resulting crime statistics and the cost of filling our prisons, this is a problem for all of us. And, I mean, we are the richest country the world has ever seen, and we allow this destruction of these young lives to go on unabated. And that's simply wrong. Not every parent out there, not every one of us, none of us is parent of the month material all the time, but at least let's give those who cry out for help a chance by offering them a school that at least has the potential to save their lives rather than to destroy it. If you want to see crime go away, then you're going to have to address the core issues. Gun control is never addressing the core issue. That is not even a half measure. And those of us who don't heed this warning will see things continue to go down the tubes until we finally take up the real issues in the inner city, starting with getting rid of the democratic regimes that have caused us to be what it is today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's gun stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. There's a veritable mini feeding frenzy right now coming from the media. It's louder than feeding time at the zoo. All over the guilty pleas by Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen. Manafort, the former Trump campaign manager, Cohen, Trump's former personal lawyer. Manafort's plea was unrelated to Trump. Cohen pled to tax evasion, also unrelated to Trump, but also two counts of working with Trump to violate campaign finance law. Now, I am not an attorney. I do not play one on a TV show, and I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. But I can tell you right now, Trump has not violated any campaign law. Cohen's plea deal states that Cohen violated campaign finance laws by making payments to one of Trump's alleged mistresses, Stormy Daniels, and made payments to the National Enquirer to compensate the Enquirer for paying off another of Trump's alleged mistresses. Cohen, in turn, was reimbursed by Trump for those expenses, so Trump was the ultimate source of the money for these payments. Now, Federal Election Campaign Act of 1971, Title 52, United States Code Section 30101, states in part that individuals are limited to making donations of $2,700 to presidential candidates. Cohen is accused of spending money in violation of the act. And although Cohen spent more than $2,700 on behalf of Trump, he was reimbursed by Trump, so Trump was ultimately spending money on himself. This is where the problem comes for all of these people that are doing all this really far-reaching on what this means. There is no limit on how much a person may spend on their own presidential campaign. So that section, believe it or not, leftist, does not apply. The Campaign Act also prohibits corporations from contributing directly to presidential campaigns. Cohen set up dummy corporations to make the payments and pled to making improper corporate donations. But again, although the money technically came from corporations, ultimately all the money came from Donald Trump, so again, these limitations do not apply. But more importantly, this is not a campaign expenditure at all. Constitutional scholar Mark Levin has interviewed former Federal Election Commission Chairman Bradley Smith repeatedly on his show over the past year, and Smith has made the point that dual-use expenditures are not campaign expenditures under the meaning of the Act. Now, what's a campaign expenditure? You know, that's pretty self-explanatory. It's payments for advertising and consultants and rallies and transportation, polling and get-out-the-vote efforts, your staff, people that are running your campaign, people that run your phones, all that stuff. Has anyone ever reported payments to a mistress as campaign expenditure? I haven't seen enough of them to know, but I would say almost certainly not. That's because any expenditure is not an expenditure simply because it may incidentally benefit a campaign. It must be an expenditure whose only purpose is to benefit a campaign. So if a candidate for office buys an American car or gets his teeth whitened, these are things that can benefit his campaign, but are not campaign expenditures because they also have personal benefits. Payments to Trump's alleged mistresses to stay silent certainly benefited his campaign, but they also served the purpose of not embarrassing the president's family. There clearly was a dual use of the payments, therefore they were not campaign expenditures under the Act. If they were, then everything a candidate spent money on during the course of a campaign, whether personal in nature or not, would have to be reported as a campaign expenditure. Does a candidate eat during a campaign? Well, if so, that benefits his campaign, and so must be an expenditure. Do you see how ridiculous this can become? Now, mind you, I'm not saying any of this is, you know, this all Stormy Daniels and all this stuff. I'm not saying that's true. I'm not saying that's true. But what I am saying is that It's not a campaign expenditure, and therefore it cannot be an illegal campaign, an improper campaign expenditure. And if these payments are not campaign expenditures, then guess what? There's no violation. And as Michael Cohen pled guilty to violating campaign expenditure laws, you know, that's what he did. Although no plea deal was announced, it looks like Cohen has flipped, pleading guilty to these counts to avoid even more charges. But just because Cohen claims he and Trump violated campaign finance laws, that's not the same as a legal determination, you know, adjudicated by a judge and a jury, that he did so. Once again, I mean, Mark Levin pointed this out. A guilty plea is not an adjudication of a court. No court has ever ruled that hush payments to mistresses are campaign expenditures. Michael Cohen was simply squeezed to get the results Mueller wanted to give grounds to impeach Trump. Mueller is supposed to be investigating the claims of Trump colluding with Russia. And these guilty pleas, which are notable for non-campaign finance reasons, have nothing to do with Russia and nothing to do with Donald Trump. But it seems sort of clear that the road to impeachment goes through campaign finance laws. So even if Trump allegedly funneled hush payments through his lawyer and through a dummy corporation, they were still payments ultimately from him and had nothing to do with campaign finance law. Now, we need to make two distinguish two things, two separate things here. We have his personal behavior and his professional behavior. His personal behavior is not that admirable. And it's even worse, is sitting back silently while the media wages lawfare against the president and Nancy Pelosi rams through articles of impeachment in 2019 because everyone accepts this false narrative. Because this is what they want to do. They want to undo an election. Now, what do I think the likelihood of that is? Not very good. I don't think the likelihood of that happening. I don't think they can get the supermajority in the Senate. But they can certainly take us down that road. And in the meantime, nothing gets done. And we got a lot of things that need doing. And this is why. This is why we need to vote and retain the Republicans in place so we don't have this distraction going on. Otherwise, the distractions will get worse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News. A new report out from the UN's nuclear watchdog expresses grave concern that North Korea is continuing to develop its nuclear program. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner was asked if he believed the North Koreans have stopped testing their missiles.
Well, I believe they have, and from the assessments we've seen, both in public sources, conversations I've had with officials in non-classified settings, I think there's a great concern that they continue to violate United Nations sanctions, violate our sanctions, and move forward with a nuclear program.
Today on Twitter, President Trump said that former attorney Michael Cohen's plea of guilty to two counts of campaign finance law is not against the law and is not a crime. And regarding Michael Cohen, George Washington professor Jonathan Turley says there's one thing everyone needs to remember.
If what Cohen said yesterday is true, then virtually everything he said for the prior year was a lie. And that makes him a very difficult fact witness.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, the whole reason to do something like that, to make that kind of a modification or that kind of change to your gun, is to make it better. If you're shooting a gun, you want to be accurate, you want to be effective, and you want to be economic as far as how many shots you're firing. All of those things become easier when you improve the ergonomics. And you can improve your ergonomics by starting with Boyd's Gunstocks. By going there today, making out that order, and going for it. Boydsgunstocks.com. You know, just because you're out there being paranoid, that doesn't mean that someone isn't out to get you. And here in the United States, we have been dealing with this, well, since our founding. Through the 19th century, we had to deal with the British, then the Nazis and Imperial Japan, the nuclear-armed Soviets in the 20th century. External threats, Today, our civilization is in a lot of danger. But while there are still external challenges, the most serious threats are increasingly internal. So let's take a look at what I think of as the perfect storm. Number 10 is radical Islam. Now, it took two attempts, but radical Islam finally managed to bring down the Twin Towers in New York in 2001. Since that major attack in America, radical Islam attacks have persisted on a lesser scale under the purposely vague label of terrorism. According to the newamerica.org, there have been 406 jihadist assaults on Americans, resulting in 103 deaths since 2001. Countless other attempts have been thwarted by law enforcement. A radical American-born Muslim group was busted in New Mexico teaching children how to shoot up schools. Meanwhile, with the help of a compliant media, Sharia law proponents have reached critical mass to win statewide and congressional seats. It's a creeping threat to the Constitution. Nevertheless, the Democrats find themselves increasingly allied with Muslims, including the girlfriend assaulting deputy chair of the Democratic Party. Number 9, the lying, evil, greedy politicians with questionable loyalties. And nothing defines this issue more than New York Governor Cuomo, who said America was never that great. What? Is he referring to the country regarded as the hope of the free world that saved Europe and Asia from fascist tyranny? The country that's given the world the transformative improvements in medicine, technology, music, and the arts? The country that has sacrificed 300,000 of us to end slavery? The country with a constitution that defines the rights and the individual against progressive governments? Is he talking about us? Number 8, diversity or identity politics. It's cloaked in the guise of diversity, but is there room for competence? Federal and state grants come laden with various demands for diversity. Businesses and government institutions find themselves saddled with vice presidents and directors of diversity. Universities have indoctrinated their students with diversity to the point where white males are now under direct assault. The diversity purge is a threat to fundamental excellence in major businesses and institutions. Every good American wants all people to be treated fairly and with respect and to be given the right to succeed. How is identity politics helpful to this country? It's not. It's damaging. And it's a Democrat thing. Any fool can see this. Number 7, fake news and Google. Fake news is real. Google has introduced a practice nicknamed expulsion to the 101st kilometer, referring to the Soviets forcibly evicting dissenting citizens 100 kilometers or more from Moscow. How you like that one? Professor Robert Epstein believes that the Google algorithm gifted Hillary Clinton in 2016 with at least 2 million votes. Facebook routinely shadows conservative stories so they're not seen by a larger audience. And they remove links and they've resulted in a 93% decrease in web traffic. Fake news is a big thing all over the place. Number 6, the assault on the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms is a fundamental right granted by God and guaranteed to Americans by the Bill of Rights. And it's not about hunting or sport shooting. It's about self-defense for personal assault and home invaders or a potentially hostile government. Like all fascists and communists, they dream on the left of seizing control and confiscating guns from us who might threaten their rule. Every time there's a mass shooting, regardless of the reason, like maybe Islamic terror or drugs or mental illness, the drumbeat is heard over and over again, chipping away at the strategy. It's a strategy, and we can't have it. Number 5 is the drug crisis. Well, if you look at various locations around the country, including Miami, Baltimore, Montana, the series, you know, you can find a National Geographic TV series that examines the drug crisis in the United States. From opioid use to heroin, and everybody's favorite recreational drug pot, a significant part of our population, particularly young people, have been rendered not just useless, but a burden to society. In 2017, 72,000 of us died from drug overdoses. That's almost 200 a day. We got to get a hold of this. Number 4, the military is a reflection of our society. 1 in 4 can't meet the basic high school graduate standards right now. 1 in 10 has a criminal history. Only 1 in 8 even wants to be part of the military. It's becoming less and less something that America does. Number 3, illegals, homeless, and violence overwhelming our cities. Except for the rich, American cities are becoming increasingly unlivable as illegal and homeless populations threaten to overwhelm city budgets. And it seems to happen a lot in these cities where they have no guns allowed. And, despite that, like in Chicago, In 2017, there were 664 people killed. So far in 2018, 360 have died due to gunfire in Chicago, in one city. The Democrats who run these cities, many of them sanctuary cities, have no clue how to deal with the situation other than spend more money. Number two, the education disaster. Somebody called Rush Limbaugh's show shortly after Trump's inauguration to say something to the effect, "You have Trump for a short time and we have your children." I think that statement, true or false, underscores the capture of our educational system by the left. Increasingly, parents, including conservatives, need to be concerned about sending their offspring to expensive universities and having them return as a poorly educated, dedicated leftist idiot, struggling to find a job, loaded with debt, and unable to think clearly about the world or their place in it. And then the biggest problem we face today is, does anybody care? If you put a frog in a pot of cold water on the stove that slowly starts to cook him, that's a classic example of how danger creeps up. A Bankrate.com survey found that 69% of Americans say they lose sleep stressing over worries about relationship and money. These same hardworking Americans are also busy with their jobs, their families, relationships, their mortgages, and hobbies and activities while still finding time for recreation and good times. That doesn't leave a lot of time to stay current with events. In the meantime, the progressives, many of them wallowing in a cushy taxpayer-funded university job, are aggressively active and completely laser-focused on their anti-American agenda. This is not a forecast of things to come. This is not me looking at things and saying this is what could be. I'm afraid in a lot of ways that pot is already simmering. It's up to me and you to see to it that we pay attention to what's going on and try to head this off at the pass. But only being engaged is going to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Now I found two guys that I want to give this thumbhole stock to. And I'm going to give it to two, but I've only got one. So that means I might have to get another one, and I'm going to ship that to somebody else as well. These are just the end-all, be-all of something to add to your weapon and make it ergonomic, accurate, and comfortable. That's all you got to do. Go to BoydsGunstocks.com. After we have been subjected to this brouhaha that has been whipped up about illegal immigrants being separated from their children as a result of their law breaking, the press was confronted with a news story about illegals to report and comment upon, and it didn't quite tug on the heartstrings that the way the crying toddler's narrative did. According to the New York Times, a body believed to be that of Molly Tibbetts, a 20-year-old student at the University of Iowa who vanished a month ago after going for a jog, was found on Tuesday morning, investigators announced. A 24-year-old undocumented immigrant has been charged with first-degree murder in the killing. That should read illegal alien immigrant, but that this is New York Times. The body was found in a field southwest of Brooklyn, Iowa. Ms. Tibbetts was last seen nearby on July 18th. Rick Ron, a special agent of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, said at a news conference. The identity has not been confirmed. However, we believe it to be the body of Molly Tibbetts, Mr. Ron said. The authorities did not say what the specific cause of death was. An autopsy was scheduled for today. The man charged in the killing is Christian Bahena Rivera, who lives in rural Palchik County, where the killing happened. He had lived in the area for 4 to 7 years, Mr. Ron said. Mr. Rivera's Facebook page indicated he was from Mexico, a contention that Trump alluded to during a rally Tuesday evening in West Virginia. So instead of a Photoshop Time magazine cover of a howling toddler looking up, not at President Trump, but at something else, Trump being superimposed there as well. The big news space doled out for a weepy open letter from Laura Bush pleading the case for illegals. You know. Instead of all that, we get this callous response to this actual murder from the press. First, in the cynicism of Associated Press White House correspondent Zeke Miller. Likely coming to a Trump rally near you, investigators. Suspect in Molly Tibbetts' death is in custody subject to immigration detainer. One respondent on Twitter noted, that's not the story, pal. And then if you want to see how that went, go to Twitchy and look for Zeke Miller. You can see how that. Let's see. Well, I'm not going to go to that right now. We're talking about a murder here, and that of a very innocent young person, someone who never so much as gave a middle finger nor threw a water bottle at a cop. Yet this press, they're playing it up in a disgusting manner, mocking it and politicizing it and belittling it, all because they have bottomless contempt for the people who consider this issue important, which happens to include the people watching them. Happens to include you, includes me. Obviously, they don't want to cover this story or see to it that Molly receives justice because they don't like this narrative. To them, the illegals are all valedictorians and war heroes, not cold-blooded killers whose contribution to diversity is importing the typical things of Mexico into the U.S. heartland. That's what this story is really about, and they resent that reality or the weight that U.S. viewers put on this issue, which clearly outweighs the shenanigans of Swamp City. They could ignore it, of course. They could cover it objectively, which is the New York Times, to its credit so far, has done. But right off the bat, we see that much of their main interest is mockery. Not directed at Molly, but against the concern that we ordinary Americans have for protecting someone like Molly. It's us they despise. Their viewers. And their acts show how much they really hate us. Now, a final word about Michael Cohen. That he's a new talking point and a new charge against Trump that should get more attention today than when it broke yesterday. Because yesterday it was overshadowed by the guilty verdict in the Paul Manafort trial. The supposed bombshell came when Trump's one-time personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pled guilty to two counts of violating campaign finance law for arranging payoffs to women who claimed to have had affairs with Donald Trump. Cohen said his actions were done at the direction of the candidate. In truth, this is an old allegation that gained a new life yesterday when a shady lawyer cut a deal. His lawyer is Lanny Davis, the former, legal muscle of the Clintons. Michael Cohen saw an opportunity to use the left's current and only campaign strategy to save his own skin by trolling the Mueller investigation. And why wouldn't you do that when you're dealing with people whose sole mission is to indict, literally indict, the President of the United States, the biggest fish of them all? This is sort of a clever tactic. The sell is made easier by a mainstream media in search of another revelation, another piece of clickbait. All of this is predicated upon fiction. The Mueller investigation is the Democrats' second attempt to defeat Donald Trump, a man who's done more to expose their sordid hypocrisies than anybody. Are Democrats winning any policy arguments? No. None that I'm aware of. Their campaign strategy is all anti-Trump all the time. Following a series of embarrassing losses in the past 8 years with the ultimate repudiation before being the election of Trump himself, Democrats have been reduced to a heckling mass of malcontents that are sitting right now in the nosebleed section anywhere in any auditorium in America where politics might be on display. So what else do they have? And they're betting that an inattentive citizenry will reach the conclusion that Trump is corrupt and therefore illegitimate. In short, Democrats are campaigning and Michael Cohen, a dishonest lawyer, sold them a story. It's one theory that is out there right now, because it is an old allegation. We've been hearing this for a while. Finally, before we go, coming out of Utah, the University of Utah, an instructor there set up a Second Amendment zone. She said, concealed carry is protected under your Second Amendment rights. However, because the University of Utah reserves the right to restrict elements of the First Amendment on campus to specifically sanctioned free speech zones, I am reserving the right to restrict elements of the Second Amendment in my own classroom. If you feel that this is somehow at all appropriate to bring a gun to class, hint, it is not. This is absurd, antisocial, and frightening behavior. You're restricted to spending your time in class in my Second Amendment zone, a 3x3 taped square on the floor in the very back of the classroom that will be shared with all other gun carriers. The zone does not include a desk because desks are reserved for students who respect the personal and psychological safety of their classmates and instructor. Looks like a batter's box. That instructor has been slapped around, I don't know, like a punching bag. And her little statements that she put in her teaching syllabus, all of that has been removed. And the students in the class have been alerted to the error. And the graduate student instructor has apologized and has received additional training about the university's policies and will not teach this semester and will instead have other assignments. Because in Utah, university policy and statement law allow students to carry a firearm on campus as long as they're licensed to do so. And it doesn't matter what you may think, teacher. You don't own the classroom. It's not your classroom. It's the classroom in which you teach class. That's what it is. You don't own it. And I'm getting tired of this this whole idea that you guys own anything, really, to be honest with you. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.